tell me I talk too fast. Am I talking too fast? Hello? Am I talking too fast? I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I'm so, so excited about my Catholic book. I'm sorry. I'll try to slow down and relax here at Zender Studios, my cheapo studios here at my undisclosed location. If you hear sounds of traffic in the background or trains or passing pedestrians, it's because I cannot afford a high-tech studio. This is the ambiance of rural America, middle America, the amber waves of grain and all that. Hi, folks. I don't know if you know this, but Zender Studios is on top of the post office here, across from the library, a short 3-minute walk from, we're across from the bank. Yeah, across from the bank, a short 3-minute walk from the library. This is poetic justice, actually. I used to work for the Postal Service. Some of you may know that. 9 years crushed under the thumb of Big Blue. It's not Big Blue. Well, our deadly enemies was UPS, and they're brown, so I call the Postal Service the Big Blue. You cannot believe what they made me do there. I actually had to carry the mail. I had to carry the mail at the post office. I had to sell stamps. It's harder than it looks. I'm telling you, selling stamps, sorting. I had to sort the mail. They came in with all these crazy numbers on them. You had to figure out where the numbers went, and you had to put it in the same hole every time. It was absolutely ridiculous. No wonder people go postal. Anyway, the poetic justice is I'm now above the post office. Ha ha. They're under my thumb now. Where were we? Oh, yeah, this poor girl. This poor girl in the picture in the prayerful attitude, scared to death, and no doubt she has to obey the Catholic laws. I was going to read the morning offering, the prayer being offered by this girl, but I decided to pass. All right, I'll read it. Listen to this. I might have said this before bed. I don't know. No, I couldn't have said this. This is ridiculous. Talk about an example of adults forcing their cultish ideas on the pliable minds of children. Oh, Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart, tell me that children are going to pray this prayer and know what the hell they're saying. Listen to this. Oh, Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer thee my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. Oh, believe me, you will suffer this day. If you're a Catholic, you will suffer this day. For all the intentions of thy Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all our associates, and in particular for, and in parentheses they have, the intention of the month. I remember that now. The intention of the month. Every month you had a special thing that you wanted to do, and you inserted it in the blank here. Give me a break. Kids don't pray this way. Deliverance. Thank God for deliverance. Listen to the laws of the Catholic Church now. I'm going to page, what page am I going to on this? Page 64. This is amazing, folks. Big time bondage. The laws of the Church. I must obey the laws of God's Church. I please God when I keep the laws of His Church. What laws of the Church must I keep? 1. I must assist at Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. 2. I must not eat meat on all Fridays and other days appointed by the Church. 3. I must put my money in the collection basket. Oh, God, I love that. I must put my money in the collection basket. I remember that one. I do remember that. They gave us these boxes, and inside the boxes there were 52 envelopes, one envelope for every month, every week of the year, and I'd put my 2 dimes in there, and I'd look at the envelope and throw it in the basket when the guy came around. That was a big deal. You had to do it. Speaking of money, I got to tell you this. I was down at the post office the other day. It was 2 days ago, and there's a nice young woman working down there, Myra, and she knows that I study God. She knows that I'm at my undisclosed location up here, and she says, "You're kind of crazy." I said, "Can you start that some other way?" She says, "No, I mean, you're an independent thinker. You don't go to church. You can think for yourself. I need to know what the deal is on tithes." She said that my pastors told me in the past that we have to give tithes. If we don't give our money to the church, then God's disappointed to us, and we're showing our hatred of God, as the Catholics would say. You're displaying your hatred of God by not obeying His law. I said, "Oh no, I'm out of time already. I can't tell you what I said. I can't tell them." All right, look, You got to tune in tomorrow. I don't do this on purpose. I really don't. But when the music comes on, that's it for me. I got a certain amount of time here with you every day. Tune in tomorrow, will you? We're going to talk about tithes. I'm going to get back to this book. We're going to talk a little bit about the law of Moses. It's amazing what they want these poor kids to do. Oh, it's not much. Just shoulder the law of Moses. That's all you got to do. You're going to make it okay? You're doing all right? How you doing with those laws that not even the apostle Paul could keep? How you doing with those laws that none of the fathers, church fathers, could ever keep? How you doing? You making an all right little six-year-old? Ha ha. No wonder you're staring into space scared to death. Hey, believe in God no matter what the clergy say. I'm Martin Zender. See you tomorrow.